Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? Talking about my girl.
Kayo patuloy kinig sa SBS Filipino at inyong napahinggan. Ilan lamang yan sa mga tinig o boses na inyong mapapahinggan sa konsyerto na Motown Magic Concert sa buwan ng Abril. Ito ay pinangungunahan ng voice teacher, vocal coach na si Tina Bangle at kasama dyan si Matthew Dino, ganun din si Jared Lasaka, si James o si Jason Louie at ganun din si Ezekiel Yunon. At sila ang ating makakasama ngayong umaga at ibabahagi nila sa atin ang kanilang Motown Magic Concert.
Magandang umaga. My name is Matthew.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jared Lasaka.
And I'm Tina Bangle.
Hello, I'm Jamie. Nice to meet you guys.
Magandang umaga po. My name is Ezekiel.
First, ano nga ba yung Motown? Para sa mga hindi nakakaalam, ang Motown ay pinagsamang mga pop music at syempre yung mga soul o soulful music. Kaya napakinggan ninyo para tayong dinadala o inuugoy-ugoy. Pero ilan ito sa mga yung kanilang kinanta ay yung awitin na My Girl na 1965 pa ng unang inilabas ng grupong The Temptation. So sobrang tagal na ng awitin na ito, mahigit 50 years na, at talaga namang patuloy na inaawit ng mga kabataan ngayon. Ano? At bagaman ito ay hindi originally Filipino, pero para sa maraming mga Filipino artists at mga awit, isa ito sa mga kinagigiliwan at tunay naman na patuloy na kinakanta ng mga kabataan dahil nga ito ay isa sa mga sikat at patuloy na kilalang awitin sa pagkakataon ito. Kaya naman, narito at kilalanin natin ang apat sa pitong mga performers para sa Motown Magic Concert kasama ang kanilang vocal coach na si Tina Bangle.
Tina, we had you in the program for a lot of times before, even prior to the pandemic. And nakita natin, we saw some of these kids when they were little. Now they're all grown ups, taller than us.
Yes, they're all.
So how have you been with the singing and music lessons?
Yeah, really well. Everything's going well. It was hard during COVID, but we got through it. So now we're kind of starting to get into the live entertainment scene again. So I thought that this would be a great opportunity to introduce the kids to on a professional level, to play with professional musicians and be professional about singing now, because you know they're all adults and except for Matthew but he's been doing a lot of gigs as well around Sydney, so you know it's a great opportunity for them to learn the ropes of being on a professional scene. Yeah, so it's a great platform for them.
Yeah. And singing is not really strange to you guys, because Jared, I've seen you when you were little. Matthew, I did an interview with you before or during the pandemic. The song that you've written during the pandemic dedicated to the healthcare frontliners. But growing up with music, paano, how was music a part of your life? Matthew?
I think from a very young age, but I was just like very into music because my mom, she would play music a lot, and it, like, not nursery rhymes, but the music she would listen to, and I used to dance and like sing a lot to it. Pero my mom, like, before, she thought I would be a basketball player. Kasi my dad was into basketball, but so I kind of like took it from him. But then I went with singing because I ended up just liking it a lot. And I remember there was this ad on TFC. There was artists from the Philippines like Eric Santos. Like they came over here for like a competition, and I sung Bruno Mars. From there, my mom signed me up for Tina's singing lessons. But
yes. Like you as well, Jared, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, being a Filipino and growing up in a Filipino household, I think music has been inextricably woven into my life ever since I was a baby. All I could remember was holding a mic. I even have a photo of myself as a baby holding a mic at 2 years old. And, you know, it's just being around such a supportive family and, you know, amazing friends and Miss Tina. It really helped nurture my passion for music ever since a young child. I mean, as a Filipino, you know, music has definitely been like a stereotype. You know, if you're Filipino, you're good at music, you're good at singing. And so with that, I kind of just like fell into the stereotype and I fell in love with music in the process. And I think it was through great friends, family and mentors like Miss Tina that helped me to push myself to do the very best in music, whether that's concerts or competitions or even interviews like this. It really helps you, you know, push yourself into being the best musician you can.
And I'm assuming with Josh or Jamie, it's the same.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I first, you know, came into this world, I wasn't really a singer or a musician at all. I was more into athletic stuff. I was a martial artist and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, growing up in a, as Jared said, Pinoy household, you kind of can't really escape it. I mean, every single school day, you know, you'd be tired, whole days of work, you come home, TV's on, all your titas and titos and lolas and lolos there, karaoke on the TV. You know, it's just everywhere, always just music playing, people singing. And eventually, you know, when I came to like high school period and we had to choose our subjects and I chose music, I thought, you know what, I'm a Filipino. Let me start singing. Let me try singing, you know. And I mean, that really helped me go forward with everything music-wise, and not just music-wise, you know, confidence-wise. It's not really as easy as it seems to just get up on a stage and start singing a song that you've been preparing, even if it's been like 2 months, you know. And so I've enjoyed singing so much just because of that confidence that you build up in times. And, you know, it is just so fun. It is really
yes.
fun.
Yes. I know the three of you grew up here, but since it's my first time to really see and meet Ezekiel, let's give him the longer time to introduce himself and how music played in your life.
Yes. Pwede naman mag-Tagalog,
diba? Yes.
Wow.
That's so good. Pwede. We're just speaking English because three of them... Okay.
Taglish. Okay. I'll try my best. But para sa akin naman po, yeah, just like Joshua, definitely videoke or karaoke has been a very wholesome part of my life or growing up. Kasi lahat ng mga bahay, diba? Like Filipino household has the karaoke scene. And for me, music definitely came unexpectedly. So di ko naman siya na-focus career-wise or ma-develop. But I think in regards to music, parang mas na-develop siya sa pagpasok ko sa Kumu. For those who do not know Kumu, actually, na-trended siya sa during the pandemic.
Mm.
So I actually have to shout out to my ate kasi siya ang nag-introduce sa akin ng Kumu. And if it wasn't for Kumu talaga, I wouldn't develop my confidence in music. I wouldn't have met Miss Tina actually. So I think that point, kasi sa Kumu ang dami mga singing contest, virtual singing contest. So my confidence really leveled up. And from that, may mga ibang talents din na mostly from the Philippines na parang na-mentor ako. So aside from Miss Tina, may mga iba't ibang mga vocal coach din nakilala ko. That's from Bulacan, from Manila, and all of these mentors who guided me really, you know, showed I have the voice, I have the potential. All I need is to believe in myself para ma-level up yung confidence ko. For those who don't know, me and Josh actually competed in the same competition sa Fiesta Cultura. I think that was 2022. And yun ang naging una kong physical na competition. And si Miss Tina talagang nagbigay sa akin ng lakas ng loob.
Mm.
Like, really put myself out there to really gain that confidence for people to get to know me. So I think that's really one of the most biggest achievement. Kasi, again, as I said, music is such an unexpected journey in my life. Again, I just want to endlessly thank Miss Tina kasi she gave me the biggest opportunity.
Oh, you guys gave me that opportunity because when I learned about Kumu, it was through your sister and also Yona, which is his sister's best friend. And so Yona first came to me for singing lessons, and then that's how we ended up meeting each other. But I saw a big potential in Izzy because he was just, there's a beautiful demeanor about him. You could tell, right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
very humble, and I can hear in his voice that it was unique. And yeah, and once this Motown opportunity came up, I was like, we need Izzy's voice.
Yeah, and then, and it's just the beginning, isn't it,
yeah,
Miss Tina?
Yeah. Yeah. And then yeah. when these guys, we rehearsed this morning, and when they come together, it's just really nice to see friendships form and and a bond that's coming together. So it's really special.
Yeah. I'm so curious because the three of you guys, I know you understand Tagalog and you speak a little bit of Tagalog, but Izzy, your Filipino is so good. Why
so
is
good.
That?
Believe it or not, I actually was born here. But because my parents were migrants coming here and sabay nagtatagalog talaga. But the funny thing is, hindi ako nagtatagalog. It's more my parents nagtatagalog sila and then I'm just more in the English. But again, going back to Kumu, kasi sa Kumu talaga nag-revamp yung Tagalog skills ko. And mostly every single person I talk to there is, they speak Tagalog. And within the beauty about Kumu din kasi ang dami mga interviews parang ganito. And you have the visual presentations. Yeah. So parang in that aspect, my confidence in Tagalog rose up. And
you were encouraged to speak more.
I was encouraged, but I was not forced to. Mm. But parang I just wanted to learn more, talaga. Yeah.
It's an additional.
Yeah, it's an additional
benefit for you. Yeah. Sina, you've been creating opportunities for your students even prior to the pandemic, and Motown Magic is just one of them. How important are these singing opportunities for kids learning, especially those little ones, learning music or studying music or who are into music, for them to really have that kind of confidence to face people perform?
Oh, yeah. It's so important because, like, singing is just not about, you know, being able to sing in front of people, in front of the audience. It's just the development of the child, the whole self. So I think, it's helped me a lot growing up, assimilating in the Australian culture. I know growing up made me a very shy person, very timid. I found it very hard to speak to people because it was just like a different language. And then that confusion of, do I speak Tagalog? Do I speak English? And so singing has really helped me to, you know, let my voice out and not be afraid to speak out. So yeah, it's been an evolution and a huge journey for me, but just giving these guys opportunities, huge. It's
definitely
nice to see their growth.
Yeah,
that's something that I wanted to emphasize as well, is that we need to create opportunities for ourselves. Like, we cannot rely on
what's happening
Idol or The Voice, because, you know, there are some amazingly talented people going into the show, but, you know, sometimes we get, you know, negative feedback or it like pushes us down and
yeah.
So the Motown, that's one of the reasons why I'm creating this, is because I want these kids to have a platform to shine and in front of an Australian audience, and not having to wait for us to be offered opportunities. We need to create it, and that's what I want to instill in these kids, is that if you want something, you have to create it yourself. And that's what I've learned.
And you've been doing that all these years.
Yes, yeah. Because I all along, when I was their age, I was 19 when I first started the gigs, and I would wait, like, okay, what's going to happen next? Who's going to give me that opportunity? But as I learned over the years, is that you can't wait on anyone. You have to create it yourself. You have to make it happen.
This opportunity doesn't really come every day, isn't it? You have to create these opportunities for kids or for these young men to present their talent, to show their talents. Why Motown music?
Well, I think that it's a genre of music that, you know, it's come from a lot of the kids sing soul and R&B, and, you know, it's a way that the kids are introduced to vocal licks and that soulfulness. It's a song that I, like, music that I grew up with. And I also visited the actual Motown house where they recorded like all those great hits, like and Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson, and yeah, it was a great opportunity to like introduce the songs to these guys, but also for us to teach the new generation, because a lot of my students that I teach now are going to come to the show, so it'll be nice for them to hear live music with live band, seasoned musicians. Like some of these guys are like ACE Award winners, and they've been in the industry for so long. And unfortunately, one of the guitarists, he couldn't make it on the show with us, but he actually toured with one of the original Supremes. So, yeah, and he's having an operation, so he can't make it with us. But
hopefully,
next one, maybe. Yes, hopefully.
Yeah.
So
we're talking about the great opportunities music is bringing to every one of you. But is there a time in your life that you were so challenged, you struggled, and music was nandun yung music for you to get up, get out there? Can everyone share? Matthew, I know during the pandemic, your mom, it was a struggle for you, your family, because your mom was a healthcare worker and she's a frontliner. How did music play a part to overcome that part of your life?
Alam ko, my parents, they had to like do what they had to do because they were nurses. They had to take care of people in the hospital. During that time, I would say I was very scared, anxious, kasi I didn't know what was going to happen to my parents, especially my dad, because he was in ICU. And I think music really just helped me get through it, because it allowed me to express how I felt about like what was going on. And it kind of just helped me get through those tough times. There was another tough time, like just a year after that. I had to go to a competition. I didn't make it though. I didn't get past the competition. So, because my voice is changing a lot, you know about this.
Yes.
And I felt like I was gonna quit music because I don't know. It was really hard.
It was. He was very emotional. It was a lot of me and your mom. We were like, you know, don't give up. Like, this is the time to just keep going, because you got to learn from what's happening in this experience.
Yeah, I was going through puberty,
and the voice change. Yeah.
We've all experienced it.
It's such a humbling experience.
I was like, I don't think I can sing anymore. Maybe I should just give up. But Tina kept telling me to keep going, and
because
I love music so much, I just
And I used Jared as an example, and I said Jared went through the same thing. It's normal. We just gotta gently get through this time. Like it's a normal process. Yeah.
Can you share your experience, Jared?
I mean, like, same with Matthew. One of my parents is actually a nurse, my dad. And my mom also had to work during the pandemic. So it was me alone. I'm an only child. So I spent most of my time alone at home. And music was definitely a crutch for me. It was not only a way for me to cure my boredom, but it was also it sounds cliche, but it's an escape from reality. You know, you can make up so many stories in your head, so many love stories, anything that you want. You can put it to pen and paper and sing it. And I mean, music has definitely allowed me to be more open in terms of my emotions, but also it's given me opportunities to make friends. And I feel like that's a very valuable lesson that I feel like a lot of people should recognize. Like, I don't know how to play instruments. I wish I did know how to, but the fact that I didn't know how to play instruments and I only really knew how to sing, it allowed me to make so many more friends through music. And I feel like that's such a valuable thing and something that I take really, like, I really appreciate it in terms of what music has done for me. Music has also allowed me to connect to family overseas, you know, through Kumu. I was allowed to sing to family members I couldn't sing in front of before, like in Canada and Philippines. And it was an amazing opportunity for me to connect with family through music. And also it's allowed all my other friends to also recognize who I am in terms of who I am as a person. And through the songs that I sing, the songs that I make, it's given a window into my life and into my mind that I didn't necessarily have before because I was too shy to share my emotions. So yeah, that's pretty much what music has done for me.
How about you, Josh or Jamie?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, it's a little bit of a more simpler idea for me with how it helped me. I mean, like going through, I think all these boys who've graduated already, I think they know how it feels being, you know, year 12, year 11, a senior high school student, you know, the amount of stress in the way, the amount of stress from doing work, getting homework, the pressure of, you know, getting a good mark or being better as a person. And I think for me, a lot of the time, that pressure really stuck up on my head, you know, on my shoulders. And, you know, like it'll come to the point where I'm coming from school, going home, I'm on my desk, like, thinking what I'm supposed to do, and it overstresses me out. So music was that one thing where I'd be like, okay, I'm stressed, time to do some music.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I took music as a subject too. So, like, if I was too stressed or I couldn't do something, I'd always just go back to music, whether it was just listening to music, playing the songs that, you know, I'll be singing for my assessments, or even making music, even though, like, I wasn't the best at making music. It was just like that. And as Jared said, like, music was a way of connecting with people for me as well. Like, I am a public speaker. I do, like, debating and public speaking and all that kind of stuff. And before I could get into any of that in the first place, I had a very big problem with talking to people. Sometimes when I go into things like performances or events and stuff like that, I can't be that person to put myself out there and talk to people. But the way that I could kind of get into that in the first place was through music, going to, like, music concerts. Like, there was, like, a Bruno Mars concert a couple of years back ago, and then I met some friends doing that. And, you know, it occurs to me, like, music is the language of people. You know, you could be anywhere in the world, and people who don't even speak the same language as you, and music is something you can connect with because you both love that music, even if you don't even understand what's being said or being sang. So, yeah, music is just a beautiful thing. It helped me overcome stress. It helped me overcome anxiety with talking to people and all that. So, yeah, very beautiful.
Thank you. Very well said. How about you, Ezzy?
For me, I'd have to go back to Kumu again. As Jared mentioned, you know, I think Kumu definitely has that really connective environment. And for me, first going sa Kumu, ang dami mga ibang talents talaga na really, really struck out to me. It's like when you're live streaming on this app, you know that you're alone, but you have people watching you. But you know that when you sing your heart out, it's like a stress relief, right? Like, you know, music, it has that language of, like, being stressed, as Josh said, you know, when you're feeling too stressed, or when you're feeling overloaded, or being, you know, impacted by a lot of things, you know, singing your heart out is the biggest solution. So for me, I think it's more of the inspiration from other talents, from other singers who were on the app, and, you know, meeting with people that had a story to go through, how they got to where they are. Again, Kumu being the biggest thing during the pandemic, had a lot of people so actively singing. And something that really, I think, just inspired me the most is that when they sing, even if they go off tune, parang wala silang pake. Like, you know, again, just said, singing is like a language form of people. And I believe that, you know, when you just sing your heart out, you are drawn to a lot of opportunities despite the challenges. For me personally, I didn't believe that I had a voice. But when I started joining contests, I had all of these organizers from these virtual contests messaging me, coming back to me, saying, we want you to join this contest. We want you to be a part of this amazing platform. And I think just knowing that the more that you sing, the more that you come to a point that people start to believe in you. I just have to share it. You know, I'm so grateful to have met so many people, especially one who believed in me and actually got me an interview spot with Miss Winnie Cordero on Kumu. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm grateful for that. I think if you just continue to sing, continue to do what you love through music and through singing, then you'll overcome that challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Miss Tina, I know you've been teaching kids with their singing and music lessons. What have you learned over the years that truly is beneficial to kids and the people around you in providing music, opportunities to showcase music?
Yeah, I think just saying yes to opportunities. Like these guys, they're always saying yes. They're always saying, okay, yeah, let me try that. And they're not afraid. Even if it's like totally new to them, they'll be like, yeah, okay, let's give it a go. And I think that makes a huge difference. And their families are amazingly supportive too, because, yeah, their families, their friends back them up, and they come to concerts, and they come to, you know, they support them with whatever they create. And, yeah, that's a huge, huge thing. Another thing that I think helps is that asking people for help, like asking people like to, you know, for example, with you, like I'm always like reaching out to you and say, do you think we can be on your show? Asking people for mentors, for help to, you know, to help with their voice or with performance, or even like Matthew, you know, I introduced him to Lionel Cole, and without him saying, if he didn't say yes to that introduction, he wouldn't be able to do any of the gigs that he did recently. Like, he's played with amazing bands and has gigs in Marrickville.
Siempre. I think what Tina said, asking about connections, that's very important, especially because you don't know. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So yeah. I think just taking that risk is very important. So.
Yeah. And the reason why I connected Lionel and him together is because Lionel went into the same competition and had the same
struggle
and negative experience. But I don't know I don't think we can mention what it is, right?
Yeah.
But yes, it was, I needed him to understand that this is the process, and things like that happen even to the seasoned musicians and seasoned singers, but you need to be able to overcome those obstacles and learn from them.
Yeah, I think learn from them. I mean, every failure or every competition not won is an opportunity to better yourself as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all learning.
Yeah. So now we go to Motown Music.
Yeah. So our Motown Magic concert will be on April 21st at Burwood RSL from 2 p.m. Yeah. So hopefully from there you'll see definitely what it really means about our name, Motown Magic. Kasi magic siya talaga.
Yeah. Who will be joining you in that magical night, Jamie?
Who will be joining us?
Yeah, aside from the four of you and Miss Tina.
Well, from my side, I'll definitely have my family. As Tina said, family support is so big in our group. I think we wouldn't be as far as we were or have the skills that we have if it wasn't for their support, telling us where we're wrong, giving us the opportunities that we have and all that. So yeah, I think family is a big thing that we'll all have there. But other than that, anybody who wants to hear some beautiful music,
oh, yeah, beautiful music.
Yeah. Yeah, who else will be joining you on stage? The girls, can you name them?
We have the wonderful KK, who's currently in Philippines right now. We have Bridget, who is another amazing singer, and someone who I've known for a while now, ever since I was a little boy. You remember how little I was, yeah? Her name is Atta Joy. She'll be joining us as well. She's an amazing singer, an amazing friend, and yeah. I can't wait to see all you guys there.
And then also I have a very good friend, Pam Pickard Manalak. She's going to be performing with us as well as a guest performer, because we did a lot of backing vocals for, you know, Martin Rivera and Sharon. And, you know, she's been part of my music life for a long time. She's like my sister. And it's exciting for her to travel all the way from Queensland to come and be part of the show. So it'll be nice to have her sing, because she's also a music teacher, but now in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And, so it's been wonderful to be able to sing with these guys and also...
Yeah, and on top of that, we'll have the great band,
live band
that we'll be singing with.
Yeah, so a lot of the band members, they've been you know, musicians for over 20 years. Pam, who's the saxophone player, she is part of the correctional band, and she's, you know, supported In Excess when she was younger. So, and Dave Hallard, he's called the Jingle Man because he's done a lot of jingles that you would hear today on the radio. And so it's good to introduce these kids to the older, you know, the seasoned performers, because they will hear how good these guys are and never know what opportunities might come up. They might be able to sing on a jingle.
Yeah.
One day, I don't know.
Matthew, Motown music, what songs should the audience expect on April 21?
What should you expect? Well, of course, Motown songs. We're talking about people from all the way from Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, Temptations. Well, that's from us boys. Dina, would you like to add on like what the girls would be singing?
Yeah, so we're doing Supreme songs. So Stop in the Name of Love, you know, those songs. And they're going to be fun. And this morning they were rehearsing I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. So that was so fun.
With a bunch of dance moves too.
At yan, napakinggan natin, panayam natin sa grupo ng Motown Magic kung saan sila ay magkoconcerto sa April 21 dyan sa Burwood RSL. At syempre, ang detalye niyan ay maaari kayo makipag-ugnayan kay Miss Tina Bangle. Hanapin lamang siya sa facebook.com sa pangalan na Tina Bangle.